2020, McAuliffe, I Won't Go On Apology Tour for Being Successful White Male. By Tony Lee on April 1, 2019. Former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, D., reportedly said on Monday that he will not go on an apology tour for being a successful white man if he decides to run for president. According to the Richmond Times-Dispatch, McAuliffe, who said he would make his 2020 decision by March 31, told conservative radio host John Fredericks that he is very close to making a 2020 decision, saying he is still going through the process and will have a decision shortly. Fredericks then asked McAuliffe if he will run an apology tour and apologize for being a successful white male if he runs for president. No, McAuliffe reportedly replied. If I do run, it will be the funnest campaign. It will be a happy tour. But later in the interview, McAuliffe revealed that he realizes there may not be a lane for someone like him who is not as woke as other candidates. There may not be oxygen, McAuliffe admitted. We may be in a place that, you know, people talk about identity politics all the time, person of color or women, we don't know. But you don't know unless you give it a try. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg recently said that he decided against running for president as a Democrat because he was not willing to pander to the party's woke police. It's just not going to happen on a national level for somebody like me starting where I am unless I was willing to change all my views and go on what CNN called an apology tour, Bloomberg said. Bloomberg called out former Vice President Joe Biden for apologizing for being male, over 50, white, and he mocked Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke for being forced to apologize for being born. When left-wing activists and journalists ripped O'Rourke for his white privilege, O'Rourke said the recognition of his white privilege will be a big part of his campaign. Joe Biden went out and apologized for. He apologized for the one piece of legislation which is actually a pretty good anti-crime bill, which if the liberals ever read it, most of the things they like is in that bill. They should have loved that. But they didn't even bother to read it. You're anti-crime, you must be anti-populist, Bloomberg said. Beto, whatever his name is, he's apologized for being born. I mean, I don't mean to be unkind,